Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. So let's get things started the right way with the good of the day.
The good of the day. You know what? We were talking Little League earlier. Yeah. I'm gonna go to another area of Little League, and that's a kid by the name of Gavin Weir.
Yeah, he's tearing it up.
So in his last eight starts, if you haven't been paying attention to this kid, in his last eight starts, which is about 132 batters faced, he has struck out 114 batters.
Is he doing?
I don't know, but he finished off yesterday throwing his fourth no-hitter.
Okay,
of the tournament.
I want to know, you expect a 12-year-old kid. He doesn't have an arsenal of pitches, right? It's not like he has a 4-seam fastball.
I can imagine he has a fastball and a changeup.
Right. So how is he not, like, how are some of the most talented Little League baseball players in the country, in the world, I can't hit this kid?
Here's the deal. He's 12 years old. So the mound is a lot closer. His pitches are averaging in the low 70s.
Oh, that's crazy.
So you have to imagine, like, him being that close to the plate. Those are like 90 plus mile per hour fastballs coming at those kids.
I got a sad prediction. You'll never hear from this kid again after
I know,
this.
Right? That's always the story.
He'll be 14 years old. He'll need Tommy John surgery. Something will happen, and he'll be like, well, when he threw 70 when he was 12, us adults should have probably told him not to be doing
maybe,
that.
Maybe slow it down a little bit. Don't peak so soon.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, I mean, yeah.
But he's awesome.
South Dakota, I think, is in the championship game. So,
do you remember a time when this was kind of a big deal?
Little League World Series?
Like,
oh, yeah.
It was on ABC.
Yep.
I remember in the 80s, I remember the team from Washington. I remember a team from Washington. I was a kid. And they won the World Series. And the only thing I remember is they had a pitcher. I think his name was Cody, and he was big. He was a big kid. And I don't mean tall. I mean, he was big.
From where I grew up in Southern California, Northridge.
Yeah,
home
right.
of the famous earthquake.
Yeah.
That summer, I don't know if it was the summer of 94 or the summer of 95, but the Northridge Little League team made it to the World Series. They won the U.S. championship, but then lost the actual World Series against the international team. Which, by the way, there's no international teams, right?
This year? Is there? No, there isn't.
There isn't.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
It's just, so I mean, is this a World Series with an asterisk, then?
I think so, yeah.
I don't want to say it.
Remember Japan would win all the time?
Or Taiwan.
Taiwan would win constantly.
That's how I knew there was a country called Taiwan.
And Trumbull, Connecticut was a team that they won the Little League World Series. You were talking about Northridge. Here in Tennessee, when we first moved here, Goodlettsville, Tennessee won the U.S. They got a big parade when they came back.
Yeah.
They lost.
Well, it made this one special because it was after the Northridge earthquake.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And so I was like, you can't stop these kids. But I just can't remember if it was immediately after or the following summer, like a year and a half after.
Yeah. But I remember that Washington team winning, 82, I think, and they won it. And I remember thinking how awesome this was for kids.
Oh, I remember being jealous.
Mega stars. Remember how there's 35,000 people there. There was they were hanging off the hill. They were jamming up the thing. They were everywhere. These kids were. They were rock stars.
Speaking of the hill, if you get a chance, there's a viral video going around. ESPN caught some boys, just being boys. It's one of the funniest little videos you'll see because one boy is just sitting there staring at a cup, right? And then he hands it to his friend, and his friend's expression looking at this cup is exactly how every boy looks the first time they see a certain magazine centerfold.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Because this cup is, there's a scantily clad lady on the cover of the cup. But it is just, you look at it, it's like, yeah, that's 10 years old right there. Yeah, wrapped up in a short 3-second video.
That's great. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I'm curious about, I want to see where the story goes. I don't know too much about it just yet, but you remember the baby on the Nirvana cover, Nevermind?
Yeah.
Well, he's suing the band.
For what reason?
Child sexual exploitation.
Because he was a naked baby on the cover
of this album.
Well,
doesn't this seem like, I mean,
that doesn't seem
30 years too late or something? I don't know. Like, all of a sudden now you're like, oh, I got to sue Nirvana.
I think you're right. I don't think this has got any legs at all.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't get it. I mean, he's had like a little bit of fame and notoriety. I mean, people have, news people, like, on, I think it was like the 20th anniversary. They interviewed him on the 25th anniversary there, because that's one of the most iconic album covers ever, because, you know, because of the band, not really because of the cover. He just, you know, happy to go along with the ride.
Does he like the fact that he was the baby on the Nirvana
cover? Does
he like that?
I think he used to.
And now he doesn't?
Now he's saying, oh, that's child sexual exploitation. But this was, what, 92?
I got to be honest with you. I think I would be honored if I was a naked baby on the cover of one of the hottest bands at the time.
I mean, no one's judging you by the way you look as a baby.
Never mind, right? It was the Never Mind. It's one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah, he was 4 months old. He's famously pictured in the swimming pool. I mean, I remember hearing stories.
How about to sue your parents if you didn't like the fact that they allowed the picture to be used?
That they did it like in a few takes where they just, you know, the mom was there just kind of off and like she shoved him underwater real quick just to get that photo.
The way you said that made this funny. I could just picture a mom going, all right, hold on 1 second. Hey, you get the camera ready. You got the camera ready? Okay, hold on. Hold on. Dunk.
Yeah. Well, see, this is what he's claiming.
You'll be fine. Don't just spit it out, kid.
He's claiming that the image of him as a baby on the cover caused him lifelong suffering by trafficking his image worldwide. Would you even recognize him? Like, if you put the two photos together, if he walks past you in a mall, would you go, hey, you're that baby?
If I was a judge in this case, I'd go, show me how this happened.
Right.
Give me examples of how your life was changed because of this. Show me where this exists. Oh, give me a break. I would be thrilled to death, especially if I got a little money for it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I got a little piece of the pie. Like, if my parents did the right thing and didn't spend all of it, and they put it away for me, and I got it when I was 18 or whatever, and I was like, all right, I got a good little launching pad for my life because I was a baby on the cover of this album. Right? Well, I'm sure the band was like, and we're only going to give you a one-time payment, and then you use this, we'll use this forever, right? Yeah.
I think
but
this,
nevertheless.
To me, this seems more just like, hey, you know what? I need some money.
I do too.
I'm a college kid, or I'm wanting to buy a house, and what's the easiest way for me to get an extra, some extra coin for buying a house or something like that? Let me just sue the band.
I think
he's not suing for a lot. He's only suing for like $150,000.
Okay, that's exactly what's happening. You're right on the money. You are right on the money. You know what it is? I think there is this thing in our culture, and I think it's been there forever. There is a feeling of missed opportunity when you're dealing with entities that you feel like you could get money from, right? It's like if you fall at a supermarket, right? And you fall and you get up and you go, oh, it's okay. It's okay. And the manager comes over and goes, you're all right. You're right. And you go, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. And you leave. And then your buddy goes, dude, you could have just like sued them and they would have settled out of court for like $250,000.
Yep.
And you're like, really? And they go, yeah, it happens all the time, man. Go talk to a lawyer. And you feel like there was a missed opportunity. Like there's an entity with a lot of money. And if I just make a little noise, they'll give me a 6-figure check.
Maybe he missed out.
I don't need millions. And he probably feels like I was used. My picture is on the cover of that album, and I'm not rich. Why am I not rich from that? I'm not going to get another opportunity in my life where I'm going to have that opportunity to tap in to a river of money that album generated.
Yeah,
why can't I get a piece of that?
You know, he understands he's not going to be Dave Grohl rich,
right? No, but at the same time, he should feel like I should get at least 6 figures for being the baby on the cover of this album.
Yeah, I sold that album. Never mind that every single song was number one on the chart.
Right, exactly.
That had nothing to do with it.
Right, exactly.
That album would have sold no matter what because it was a new era, new style of music that the world had never heard before.
All right, so what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I was going to talk about Kanye wanting to legally change his name to just Ye.
Yeah,
or
okay.
Ye, But you know what? I was like, I don't want to do that. Instead, I stumbled across this video. I'm going to send it to you because I might have to repost it because it's one of the funniest things I've seen. It's a six-year-old's birthday party, and there's a bunch of six-year-old kids. So who would you have come to a six-year-old girl's birthday party? Maybe a fairy princess, right? Maybe a cowgirl or something. I don't know. No, these parents decided to have Bigfoot show up.
Oh, they did? That's pretty cool.
Can you now picture a bunch of six-year-olds just screaming at the top of their lungs?
That's why it's cool.
When they see a monster outside, you know, carrying, you know, wearing a birthday hat.
Oh, I want to see that. No.
I mean, it's way too loud to ever put on air. Because all you hear is just screaming from six-year-olds. But the video is funny because you just see kids just tearing off other places.
Are they just absolutely terrified?
My God, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That is nothing's better than scared little kids.
I got to score one for the parents. Brilliant idea. You know, but maybe the execution's not all there. I don't know. I love the idea. Maybe that's more of a April 1st type of deal. I don't know.
That's great. That's great. I really love that. It's like, and you know what some adults just love, they love scaring the hell out of
their
kids.
They do. And you know, it could be this, I don't know, it could be maybe the daughter, the girl whoever's birthday it is, maybe they just have a fascination with Bigfoot.
Maybe so.
And they're not afraid, but didn't think of, you know, the other kids might be a little afraid of a monster in a suit.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We got Jerry Palm, CBS Sports, coming up in 17 minutes. We'll talk to him about college football, especially this alliance. What exactly is it? And is it the SEC just laughing behind their back? That's all coming up on Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.